U.S. Office of Pipeline Safety spokeswoman Patricia Klinger says they made a mistake when they told Wisconsin Public Radio this week that it looks like there were improper procedures conducted.
What we are looking into is whether or not improper procedures could have been, something that we need to consider. It's whether or not they could have been in place. We just don't know at this point.
Klinger says their investigation will continue, but she doesn't know for how much longer. Enbridge Energy Pipeline spokeswoman Denise Hampshire says they, too, are trying to find out what went wrong. She says Enbridge voluntarily reduced pipeline pressure when a pinhole leak was found.
Then we decided that a second part of the investigation of the pinhole leak would be to cut that segment of pipe out and subject that piece of pipe to metallurgical analysis. It was in the process of the cutting out of that pipeline and replacing it that the November 28th tragedy occurred.
Hampshire expects the Enbridge investigation to be finished in a few weeks. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.